Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dr. Fred's On Air. This is just a very wonderful occasion, and I want to welcome you as this show kicks off. This is about what we call ABBA music. And this ABBA music is very critical, and people want to know exactly what happened to ABBA music. And they also want to know what is happening to ABBA music. And you'll be wondering, what is ABBA music? And I'll explain that to you right away. But don't go away. Just I am going to explain to you what is ABBA music. Just don't go away. Thank you. Thank you very much. That song is titled Don't Freak Out by Arthur Fritz. And you have your host today, Arthur Fritz, on air. Now, to understand what ABBA music is, we want to know, what is ABBA? Now, ABBA is the name of a major city in Africa. And this city represented the thing we know in the United States as the Sunset Boulevard life. You know, when you get on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard tells volumes. If you walk through that street on Sunset Boulevard, you will know that life is going on in the entertainment industry. ABBA is a city in Africa that replicates Sunset Boulevard. And so eventually, we began to see something called ABBA music. ABBA music is unique, is well known, and you will recognize it any day, anywhere. What has happened is that ABBA music is made up of tunes and beats and all kinds of entertainment music that emanated from ABBA. So what is going on is that a lot of people are asking, where is ABBA music and what happened to ABBA music? So ABBA itself is a major city, has always been a major nerve center. And that city, I say in Africa, but we want to narrow things down. This city called ABBA is in Nigeria. So ABBA has its own music, well known. And ABBA music fans are all over the world. And if you are listening today and you are an ABBA music fan, you are getting ready to receive a treat on this show, because we will expose to you everything about ABBA music. Arthur Fritz is your host, and Arthur Fritz performed in ABBA as an ABBA musician, and he shook hands and had breakfast, dinner, and lunch with all those names that you hear in ABBA. So ABBA music is never going to die. And because all these questions have been asked or are still being asked everywhere, where is ABBA music? What happened to ABBA Music? The answer is provided. As a friend, you're your host. ABBA Music is alive. Now, let's begin. When you talk about ABBA Music, you want to think about bands, live bands, made up of individuals who played very vital roles in making ABBA Music what it has become. Just a few names for starters. What about Walton Arongwa? Whatever happened to Walton Arongwa? That's a question, but I want to let you know that Walton Arongwa is still very, very strong. He is out there, and you could never close a chapter on Walton Arongwa. He is there. And when you talk about Walton Arongwa, you'll be talking about the band called The Apostles. The Apostles happen to be Abbas' own indigenous band, because the members of that band were all, I would say, pretty much all from ABBA, except once in a while you will see people like Henry, who's not exactly from ABBA, but he was adopted, because I know that the drummer from ABBA, his family adopted Henry, so we can now very easily say that Henry is from ABBA also. And you can also remember a name like Murphy. You would say Murphy was not from ABBA. Well, yeah, Murphy was not from ABBA, but he pretty much was raised in ABBA, so he is an ABBA brought up. So now, let me now talk about the band, The Apostles. The Apostles is a group, Apostles rock group. It's a very solid group, led by Walton Arongwa. And when Walton Arongwa was leading this band made so many records. And I'm not going to bring you their songs today. I will bring you their songs later. But let's talk about the band first. It is ABBA Music. Walton Arongwa was a very, very strong and well-known guitar player. He was a lead guitarist. You cannot have Walton Arongwa on stage without hearing the crying of his fuzz, phaser, and flanger. When he plays his solo on any song, you will hear him crying, wow, 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 da 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 da. You will hear that. You definitely hear that. When you hear that on any song, I bet you, if it is not Walton Arongwa playing, it is somebody who has learned from Walton Arongwa, because he became a major icon. So I know that the day I'm going to talk about head funk, I will talk about something like this, because head funk, Fela Dey did something like that. I'm going to tell you more about that. But today we are talking about the iconic figure of that band led by the icon Walton Arongwa. I'll bring you more, but just don't go away. The song you just heard now is titled Do It in the Name of Love. That is a song by Arthur Fred. And by the way, I played you Radiant Color by Arthur Fred. I've also played you Don't Freak Out by Arthur Fred. And you just listened to Do It in the Name of Love. These are all Arthur Fred's compositions, and they were also performed and recorded by him. I'll probably bring you a few more from his album. The album is titled Radiant Color. And the other songs on that album are also composed by him, but they are performed by Grace Fresh, another ABBA artist that I'm going to bring to you later, but not today. But she sang the other song that's on Arthur Fred's Radiant Color. Now, back to the Apostles. Walter Alwa was the leader of the band, the Apostles, and who is this? Chike Fusion was the vocalist, lead vocalist of the group. Another lead vocalist of the group was Murphy Williams. The drummer was Jewel. And Jewel played a major role in another ABBA music group that I'm going to bring to you on a later date. Another member of the Apostles was Henry, the bassist, Henry Asutandu. Another one was, I've mentioned to you, Joel, Chike Fusion, Murphy Williams, and Walton Arungwa. Another man, Benjamin. Ben was the keyboard player. And then the rhythm guitar player was also there. The rhythm guitar player was very, very wonderful on one of their songs that they titled Down, Down the Valley. And at that time, he played bass guitar for the band. So he played bass in their song titled Down, Down the Valley. And that was one of the singles that brought the Apostles to everybody at that time. And the band made impact on people. You just could not overlook the presence and the iconic figure of the Apostles. So right now, the Apostles band is still, the members of the Apostles band that are there, I will not tell you the stories about the individual members because, I mean, they are so mature individuals. They are going into so many different things. You know, when you play music up to a point, you become an investor in something. So they've gone far in different things that I can tell you that as of today, the lead vocalist by name Chike Fusion is still performing, I mean, virtually every weekend in ABBA City. And people still go to watch his shows at, I think he plays at a Netona guest house. I think it's a Netona guest house, one of those guest houses. I will get the information later to tell you the actual spot. I think it's a Netona guest house in ABBA, Margaret Avenue area. Chike Fusion is still making huge impact. So don't think that the Apostles are gone. No, they are not gone. They won our heart. I'm going to play you "You Won My Heart" because the Apostles rock group won our heart. But this song titled "You Won My Heart" is also one of the compositions of Arthur Fred's, and it was performed by the singer Grace Fred. Meanwhile, Arthur Fred's album is available on EclipseVentures.com, on the website EclipseVentures.com. That's where you can find that album titled Radiant Color. But let's listen to what the Apostles did to everybody. They won our hearts. Don't go away. Yes, thank you for listening to the song "You Won My Heart." The Apostles really won our hearts. I cannot overlook the impact of their song Down Down the Valley. And I mean, high schools and universities, and you can never have an event without playing Down Down the Valley. And if Down Down the Valley is playing and you are at the event, you will definitely get up and dance. That's who the Apostles, you know, are. And this one even reminds me of their song titled She Is a Dropout. She's a Dropout. The Apostles are so powerful, and most people wanted to be part of the story of the Apostles. And I can tell you, yours sincerely was also interested in becoming part of the story of the Apostles. And what did I do? I went out and applied for audition because I wanted to be a singer with the Apostles rock group. They invited me for the audition. I went out there. They asked me, which of our songs do you know how to sing? I said, I know many of your songs. They said, okay, which one do you want to sing today? I told them, I'm going to sing, she said, Dropout. And they laughed at me because powerful singers. Execution was there looking at me. And Murphy Williams was there looking at me. And these are two very, very powerful singers. And whenever they perform this song, she said, Dropout, it would be Chai Fusion doing the lead vocals on this song. And Murphy Williams will come in and do the backup vocals whenever they occur. They said, okay, let's go. Do it. Let's see. Now, the instrumentalist led by Walt Narungwa, Joel Madubike, and, Ben on the keyboard, they all of them, they began to play the intro to She Said Dropout. I went on. I got in that song. I sang this song, She Said Dropout. I got to the end of it. I was ready. I was ready to roll. So at the end of it, they said, okay, we will get back with you and tell you the outcome of our assessment. But thank you very much for coming. I left. Then I watched and watched and watched. They did not invite me to come and play with their band. But, of course, something happened. By the time they could even get back with me, I had, formed a band with my friends. Because I went to their audition as a member of another ABBA music group called The Freemen. So, but today is for the Apostles. You cannot overlook the power of the Apostles. And before I also forget, the last song you just listened to titled You Won My Heart was composed by yours sincerely, Arthur Freds. And it was recorded, it was performed at a recording by the singer, Grace Fred. She's a very, very good singer, and she had to be picked up from a crowd of singers, and she did this song for the album recording. Now, the Apostles, a very strong group that you could not overlook. When Apostles get on stage, everybody is excited. And that's just an example of ABBA music. Then what about Chuck Fusion's stage shows? What about his stage? He is very vibrant. He is so upbeat, and he will jump around. He will... In fact, sometimes you will even stop dancing to Apostles' music and begin to watch Chai Fusion. Chai Fusion began to get to a point where he almost reminded one of Spud Nathan, who is the singer of another ABBA group. You know, our job here is to tell you that ABBA music is still very much alive. The band may have, gone to the point where the individuals have climaxed in all different areas of their lives, but the band still remains an icon in the heart of the people. That's why the song You Won My Heart cannot be overlooked. And if you want to listen to that You Won My Heart in full, you can get it from the website eclipseventures.com. And you click on shopping, you find that album there, titled Radiant Color. That's the title of the album. But You Won My Heart is there, Radiant Color is there, Don't Freak Out is there. Do It in the Name of Love is there. Darling is there. Be My Own. I've not played Be My Own yet. And I've not played Darling yet. So these are the remaining two songs that I have not played from Radiant Color album. And those two are also performed by Grace Fred for the recording. The Apostles. When you watch Murphy Williams on stage, I can tell you what happened one day that Murphy Williams was on stage. Murphy was singing a song by Candy Staton. And that song was titled In the Ghetto. I think it was In the Ghetto. Or Do It in the Name of Love. One of those two titles. When Murphy sang each of these two songs, Murphy will put you in the deepest of moods. Murphy will carry you along with him, and you will almost cry. Because I don't even know whether Murphy was crying when he was singing. Because it looked to me like he was crying while singing some of those songs. Murphy was phenomenal. And Murphy is an individual, he does not talk. He does not just, you wouldn't even know that he's there. You would not know that Murphy was there, you know. But on the contrast, Chike Fusion is all over the place. And you begin to wonder, which one of the two would you prefer? No, don't even go that route. Murphy, in his quiet disposition, many people fell in love with Murphy. And then you'll be thinking that, okay, they will not like Chike Fusion because he's all over the place. No, you got it wrong. Chike Fusion will just be all over the place, and people will just clamor and crowd around him. You know, many, many people want to go home with Murphy. With Chike Fusion at the end of the show. Many people want to go home with Chike Fusion after the show. And one thing that I remember Murphy in his high school days, well, that's a long story that we may not even cover today. So before we go into that, if I'm going to talk about that, let me play you a song titled Darling by Arthur Fretz. But the singer was Grace Fretz. And this Darling is also on the album Radiant Color. Don't go away. Darling, and that song says, Darling, I can never do without you because you mean so much to me. You say, honey, don't you give me sleepless night because I swear I love you. You know, in rain, in shine, I love you and all that. So that is almost what we are telling the Apostles today. Please, Abba Music cannot do without the Apostles. And we thank that band, the Apostles, for bringing so much to the table of Abba Music. And we also want to say thank you to Chike Fusion for keeping the flag flying. And if you know anything good you can do to support the music of Apostles Rock Group, you better do it now because Chike Fusion has not let you down. And make sure that you still keep on getting dosages of Abba Music as represented by the Apostles. So what you want to do is to go to Enitona. And if he shifts locations, Enitona will tell you where else he is. I think he's still in the Enitona guest house in Abba, Margaret Avenue, off Oweri Road in Abba. Go there. get your gate ticket, get your ticket, go in there, listen, clap, give him the audition, you know, just give him the ovation, clap your hands, and cheer him up so he knows that he is still, you know, doing what he needs to do. Because I can tell you one thing, Chaik Fusion is all about music. Music is his life. Music is his bread and butter. Music is all that Chaik Fusion represents. And see, I've known him right from when he was in high school. Chaik Fusion began to play with the Apostles right from his high school days. Not even senior years in high school, junior years in high school. He became a big star. So what are we going to do about the Apostles? Just give them the support as much as we can. As much support as we can. Give the Apostles support. Go and look for Chaik Fusion. Ask him where is Wat Narongwa. Go and give a gift to Wat Narongwa because he brought so much to the table for the Aba music industry. Go on Mosque Street by Pound Road or Mosque Street by Park Road. Go to the Motor Park area. Go to Milverton Avenue. Go around Hustle Road, Jubilee Road. Just ask, where can I find the Apostles? Where can I find Chaik Fusion? Who is this guy? If you've never met Chaik Fusion before, go make an inquiry. Find out who is Chaik Fusion. I can tell you one thing. This song I'm going to play now is titled Be My Own. This is something that a lot of people told Murphy, Be My Own. They told Chaik Fusion, Be My Own. They told Joel, Be My Own. They told Ben and Henry. I can tell you one thing. I usually went to where the Apostles lived on Ehi Road, I can tell you. I can tell you the address, 273. Yeah, they lived on 273. That's where they lived. I was always going there because they were my friends, you know, and I ate with them, ate in their house. And so if I wanted to go to their show, I would not just go, I would go to their house. Then I would go with them to their show. I would not play with them because I was not a member of their band, but they were my friends. And I'm going to play to you Be My Own, which is something a lot of people told members of the Apostles, Be My Own. Be My Own. But this song, Be My Own, was written and composed by Fred. Yours sincerely. And it was performed by Grace Fred. Like I said, it is available on the website eclipseventures.com. Now let's listen to Be My Own. Don't go away. Thank you very much for listening to that Be My Own. Be My Own, written by Arthur Fresh, yours sincerely, and sung by Grace Fresh, the redhead voice, the singer that people know all over the place. And the song Be My Own is one of the tracks on the album Radiant Color. So Radiant Color is the album by Arthur Fresh. It's available on eclipseventures.com. Get your own copy from there. But don't fail to come on in again same time next week for another explosive broadcast. I'm going to bring you another ABBA band. And before then, I want to say thank you very much. Stay in touch and send us information and tell us how much you appreciate what we are doing. And before I leave you, I'm going to play for you again, Radiant Color. Thank you. See you again later. I got a radiant color.
longer streaming, so it's over. But let me go here and see what this screen says. The last time I refreshed, it was 4 minutes remaining. Refresh now to see what it says. Nothing scheduled yet. So that's what this list looks like now. Nothing scheduled yet.
Okay, I took out more in Tornado. One of the questions is I was reading this some people do it when they're trying to create this happened in 1970 something. When they were trying to create a much better general Igbo for Igbo people to use, they surveyed Ungwa tongue. And something that they wrote there, they said, I know they're trying to say, what they wrote there confused me, but maybe I think it's just a typo on their part. So I have to ask. They said, all the Otu Wanyobu, Dia Nerea, Homa, Yasilobu, and they say they wrote OJI. And I'm wondering, I know the I and O are beside each other, so that's probably a typo.
No, it's a typo.
Okay, so even though I don't have anything else besides Wajaw. Okay. And then the other thing is, I hear people say this a lot. I hear people say this phrase. There's this I'm saying general evil, because that's the only way I've heard it. It says, I've heard a number of things. So my question is, how would you say that?
I'm going to be the Ungwa people, the ones that will.
I can no longer talk pretty soon. Now, that should be emotional details on how it got on its website.
Also, that's another thing. When I hear you, whenever you say the word Ndi, I've heard Ungwa meaning, and I've read people writing NDI, they write NDE. And I've heard some people say.
It is just a dialectical way of saying the same thing.
Okay.
Ndi.
So, is Ndi in what dialect or is it?
Ndi. In what dialect?
Okay.
Ndi. But you know, that's showmanship, the showing off thing, casualizing things, you know, Ndi. Make it taste light and food and all that. So that's it.
I like that whole understand. My objective is I
You will not do events from the Okay, George Wallace. That was a well-known name. Yeah, he's a Canadian. So Wallace says, I went into McDonald's the other day. I ordered a hamburger. You know what the idiot says? He says, you want cheese on that? So which is the point is that without cheese, it's not a hamburger, right? Mm-hmm. That's the point he's making here. Mm-hmm. So ask me if I want a cheese on it. It has to have a cheese. That's what makes it a hamburger.
Well, I don't think so.
I think he's telling me.
There's no
hamburger
and cheeseburger. I remember when I was growing up in
the drive, hamburger
and cheeseburgers were different.
Okay. Okay, so which is, what is this? Why should I have a cheese on a hamburger? Yeah, the man is popular. I'm on my canal. Yes, I was Stan, bad guy. He's like a witch. He is half heaven. For going to TV mom.
Mommy will be the one to call if she wants to come. Okay?
No, you can call your mom if you want to call your mom. Call your mom.
Thank you.
All right, so.
Okay, I'll see you.
Okay, so when I'm mad. archive itself, you know, in the material, but you can share the water on the internet.
Oh. Mom, I don't know. I'm looking at real phone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now, let me take you.
She said she called home phone, business phone.
Until I was doing my radio broadcast at that time.
He was doing his radio broadcasting at that time. Okay, because, no, they don't want to come. Okay.
So you don't take him. Cecilia, I don't want long story. Because I'm busy. Victor should be. Just get ready and say, ready to go. And then he will take you.
I'm Gabe Gaia. Yeah, I said it better now.
Mm-hmm.
I said I'm Gabe Gaia.
Yes, thank you, okay. I'm Gabe Gaia.
Okay. So, thank you.
It's our family.
I'm looking at my hand, am I? So find out what they completely. Go go. I mean it.
Ogu, what is that?
Ogu, Ogu, ah, that.
Ogu
soup.
Okay. Not there anymore.
Okay.
No. No, about.
So what else do we have? Menum and let me talk. Okay, one more milk. One more milk, man. La bowl of it. One more milk. Tiramia. One Miss Coco sachet. Tambi with bread. But you, Zoya.
owo mola
en ti la de chocolate
Okay.
Allez, on a mis. Hello? I got my brother from there. Yeah, we can get on. Okay. When you eat, eh? Okay. Wow. Oh, I'm on the great, I'm on the hotel jewel. Set you up. Okay. Well, wow. How them now? Did you mean that? Okay, I'm the woman in Dula. I have not. Yes, I'm going to do it right now. Hmm.
Okay, that guy needs to be who can see me with a few minutes. You want Okay. Maybe I'm going to know. And there, well, congratulations. Hey. Oh, Maka, Maka, Gi, Igor, a district.